Children who are exposed to lead, a metal found in certain paints and batteries, can face a number of problems as they grow up, according to a new report by the Becky Sisa Center for Health Journalism. Only 3 cases of lead poisoning were reported to the National Institute of Communicable Diseases between 2017 and 2022. Because of the medical fraternity believes the threat the metal poses a thing of the past. We discussed with health journalist at Becky Sisa, Jesse Coppelaine. Jesse, good morning and welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
What is lead poisoning and how widespread is it in South Africa?
So lead poisoning is a condition that you get when you're exposed to lead. You find lead in various things, for instance, in certain kinds of old paints. It's found in batteries. It can be found in certain kinds of pipes. Typically, when people consume lead, they get lead poisoning. So it's often kids, for instance, who are putting like chipped paint in their mouths, for instance. But also, you know, the lead paint can chip and turn into dust, and people can end up breathing it in. When that happens, you end up with all sorts of conditions. It raises the risk of heart disease, kidney disease, but it also affects the development of children. So, for instance, lead poisoning has been associated with reduced IQ scores as you get older. Kids who are exposed to lead at a younger age basically do less well in intelligence tests as they get older, and it also has been causally linked with violence. So people who are exposed to more lead at a younger age end up having a much higher risk of being involved in violent crime at a later age.
Yes. If only 3 cases were reported between 2017 and 2022, is that an indication the problem does not exist anymore?
No. So that's a good question. I mean, it's true that those are 3 cases in which doctors have actually reported it to the government. But when researchers go around and they test people, and you test people by taking a blood sample and seeing how much lead is in their blood. If they have more than 5 micrograms of lead for every deciliter of blood, then they have lead poisoning. When researchers test people, they find that enormous proportions of the population have lead poisoning. So in the 2000s, for instance, researchers tested kids in Kimberley, Cape Town, and Johannesburg. They found that 74% of all the kids that they tested had lead poisoning. And more recent research, which has kind of done lead testing in fishing communities and mining towns, also finds very high levels of lead poisoning in those communities.
Yes. What is lead toxic effect on children? You know, you've spoken about some of that when they come into contact with this. The fact that there's only 3 now that has been reported, but it may be widespread. What needs to be done to address this? Is there a greater need for awareness, or is this your situation more or less under control?
So there are a few different things that need to be done. As I said, it's a pretty widespread condition, so it definitely needs urgent government intervention. What the government has done is, one, they banned lead in petrol in 2006, which was very good. And the second thing they did was that they reduced the limit for how much lead could be added to paint in 2009. They have now further cut that limit. From October of this year, there's a very, very strict, there'll be a very strict limit for how much lead you can add to paint. The problem is that government aren't enforcing these laws, according to both paint manufacturers and according to experts. So, for instance, the Paint Manufacturers Association made a statement when the government announced that they would be further reducing the limit for how much lead you can add to paint. And they said, you know, they welcome this, but no one has ever been prosecuted for adding, you know, more lead to the paint than the limit that the government has imposed. So according to the industry, government does sometimes test how much lead is in the paint of paint sellers and paint manufacturers, but they never actually prosecute anyone when they find that they've got too much lead in their paint. So the first thing the government needs to do is they need to actually enforce their own regulations. The second big problem is that the new regulations only apply to the new paint coming in. But we've still got lead paint covering the walls of various homes. Studies have shown that lead paint covers the walls of certain homes, playgrounds, toys. So we need a strategy for actually managing the lead paint that's already up on the walls. In the US, they're spending enormous amounts of money removing that lead, as well as encapsulating that lead, which means sort of sealing it with certain kinds of coatings and with plastic. So we need some kind of strategy for dealing with that. And then, yeah, as you say, there are, awareness is also an issue. So, for instance, in a fishing community, researchers found that fishermen were often melting down lead sinks so that they could fashion new ones. And they were doing this sort of inside their own homes with their kids around. Sometimes the kids participated. And they found that the reason that the fishermen were doing this is just because they didn't know lead was so toxic. So there definitely need to be awareness campaigns, and people need to be made aware of how dangerous the substance is.
Yes, yeah, certainly. And the information that you shared with us this morning would certainly be the first step in terms of that awareness. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks so much.
Have a lovely day. Go well.
You too. Cheers.